Chapter 1. Framing the Situation. Toward an Understanding of Narcissism. The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. Henry David Thoreau, Walden. The narcissist both appeals and appalls. He may look like a modern-day Sir Lancelot, replete with the most swaggering charm one could imagine, and adorned in the shining armor of our time, a handsome portfolio, and dazzling acquisitions. Beware. This knight is a master of illusion. In fact, he can be downright menacing. You may fall prey to the seductive lure of his accomplishments, intelligence, and seemingly flawless self-confidence. However, his arrogance, condescension, sense of entitlement, and lack of empathy are formidable offenders that inevitably lead to frustrating interpersonal encounters and chronically difficult long-term relationships. She may be found decorated in the trendiest of glad rags, strutting along the corridors of some corporate headquarters armed with an attaché, monopolizing the floor at a Monday night parent-teacher meeting, or delegating duties at a community service gathering. She may also bear a striking resemblance to the woman on the cover of the latest Domestic Diva magazine, decked out in a push-up bra while sporting the consumer's most highly recommended quick and easy floor mops. This gal does it all, and she'll be the first to let you know that. Well, I don't mean to brag, but... Or, I don't mean to complain, but... Or, I can't think of another woman who would put up with... or who does as much as... She may even be married to the previously described whimsical warrior. Her needs, gallantly subjugated to his towering prowess, are only shared with those who will stroke her selflessness and provide her with an awe-filled, "I don't know how you do it." Indeed, this lovely yet unabashed matron of martyrdom craves applause, even as her self-effacing wisdom and perfectly perky posture leave us squirming, as if listening to the screech of nails on a chalkboard. The Narcissist at a Glance. What I've learned from over 20 years of experience working with these types of people is that there are few challenges in psychotherapy greater than treating the narcissist. This is the client who has come into therapy because a partner finally mustered up the courage to say, "Get help or get out." Or perhaps his boss has launched an ultimatum based upon countless complaints about his difficult attitude. Or he may be losing momentum in his competitive stride to the top and be looking for an edge. He may be involved in a litigious matter and believe that counseling might look good in his file. Occasionally and reluctantly, narcissists enter into therapy because they are simply lonely, depressed, or anxious. So what do we call this personality type? The one that causes you to lift an eyebrow at curious paradoxes of character? Though these people seem well-assembled and self-assured, sometimes with a saccharine wit, they can so quickly pull the rug out from under you, reducing you to boredom, tears, apprehension, or disgust without a flinch. We call these people narcissists. Exercise. Is the difficult person in your life a narcissist? Listen to the following list of items and make note of any that apply to the difficult person in your life. Only include a trait if it is expressed excessively, meaning it occurs more often than not. 1. Self-absorbed. Acts like everything is all about him or her. 2. Entitled. Makes the rules, breaks the rules. 3. Demeaning. Puts you down, bullyish. 4. Demanding. Of whatever he or she wants. 5. Distrustful. Suspicious of your motives when you're being nice to him or her. 6. Perfectionistic.